Dark Smile Productions present Mappensteads and the Calamari Ring by Simon Bestwick.
We would like to remind you that Manchester International is a non-smoking airport.
You all right, Steads?
Yeah, just give us a minute, Matt. Yeah?
Okay, mate. No worries.
Is he okay?
It was up all hours getting the flat ready for Eileen coming over.
God, she's only coming over for his sister's wedding. What's it going to be like if she moves in?
Paul! Hiya there.
Hiya.
You's all right?
Yeah, you?
Okay.
How was the...
Don't think there's any if about it, love.
Great.
Oh, hi there, Map. You must be Gemma. We've not met before, have we?
No.
Been to see Map a couple of times, but you've always been out.
Well, nice to meet you at last.
And yours?
Well, car's waiting. Back to your stead, yeah?
Give us an arm with the backs.
Yeah, sure. Bit chilly all of a sudden, isn't it?
Tell me about it, my nadja's halfway up to my eyeballs.
Ooh, ta for the image.
Find it, you pillocks! Find it, or by God, I'll have you all castrated.
But my bloody father!
Come on! It can't have got far. It's only a squid.
What do you mean, only, you cheeky? Oh my God, what am I... A phone booth! Coins! I knew that haddock tasted funny. Now, what was that number? Of course! A squid never forgets.
Hello, I'm Maureen the Mammary Monster.
Me?
And I'm going to smother you with my great big...
Well, I feel bloody soiled, I do. This is the right one. I'm sure it's the right one. Please let it be the right one.
Where did I put that bottle?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you. Come here.
Oi, you two. So whatever you're doing, put your clothes back on.
Ali.
Oh, well.
Later.
You bet.
Steads,
I can't come to the phone right now, but if you leave a message, I'll call you right back.
Steads, it's Quinfor.
Drinks all round.
Hooray! Paul, was that your phone ringing?
Dunno, can't hear it.
Not to worry, they can always leave a message.
Can't be that important on Friday night, can it?
I'm back in Manchester, see? And thing is, I'm having a spot of bother, yeah?
You! Squid!
Oh, Clandegler, Steads, help! I've been kidnapped by...
Ali. Ali. Oh, stuff this.
Ow!
Don't shout.
Well, don't poke me.
You were snoring like a pig.
I don't snore.
Ali, you snore.
I do not.
Well, either that or Darth Vader crashed on the living room floor with us last night. Oh, God, what were we drinking?
Slivovich.
Sliver what?
Plum brandy. Steads gets it from some Polish bloke at work.
God, never again.
That's what I said.
When was that? The time you came home at 4 a.m. with a traffic cone, no trousers and a bra in your head singing Frankly, Mr. Shankly?
Yeah.
When's the wedding again? Wednesday?
Yeah.
I don't think I'll live that long.
Morning.
Hello.
Hi, Eileen.
Anybody want to pray?
Please.
Coming up, I'll get the kettle on.
She was drinking that stuff too, wasn't she?
More than we were.
She's unnatural. Burn the witch.
Morning.
Hiya. Oh, God, don't look at me. I'm a sight. Total mess.
No, you're not.
I am. I look dreadful.
No, you don't, love. You look nice.
Oh, really?
You all right, mate?
I'm good.
Paul?
Yeah, love?
There's your phone.
Ta.
You got a missed call and a message.
Don't recognise the number.
Better not be your fancy woman.
As if. I'll put it on speaker if you don't believe me.
Steads, this is Gwynvor. Gwynvor ab Kenhenen. We met last year, remember? The wrestling match on the kitchen floor. The domestos and the egg whisk. The rucksack and the train to Rill. Well, I'm back in Manchester, see? And thing is, I'm having a spot of bother, yeah?
You! Squid!
Oh, Clandegler. Steads, help! I've been kidnapped by...
There's something you want to tell me, Paul?
Get that thing into the containment tank.
You hear, Dad, you lot. One,
two, three.
Excellent. And now he's locked in tight, just in case he gets foot wrist. Built-in tasers in case he needs punishing.
Ooh, Carnarvon. My poor head.
Welcome back to the land of the living.
Living? You? You look like you've just been dug up.
Hey, Dad.
What, Gary?
Have you thought of flogging it to a Chinese takeaway after we're done? Ought to be worth a few quid.
Why, you cheeky little...
Our saucers in the trawler fleet have outdone themselves this time. A magnificent specimen. Massive. This will be our best film yet.
Whatever floats your boat.
I thought you liked my work.
I do. Can I borrow Octopus Love too?
Not till I get Cuttlefish Cuties back. Leave me now. I've got work to do.
Okay. I want to go look at my roadkill collection anyway.
Gary.
What?
Did I drop you on your head when you were little?
No.
Pity.
Whatever.
A talking squid. Once upon a time, you would have fascinated me. Scientifically. But that was then. Now, I only care about one thing.
What's that?
How I'm going to use you.
I feel soiled.
Not nearly as soiled as you will feel.
So, let me just see if I've got this straight. While Map and Gemma were split up, yours and him shared a house and didn't do the washing up for 6 months.
Right.
I can believe that.
In that 6 months, a giant talking squid evolved in the kitchen sink.
Yep.
Okay.
And finally, it was Welsh.
Yeah.
And now this squid... Sorry, what was his name again?
Gwynfor.
Gwynfor's left a message on your mobile saying he's been kidnapped and needs your help.
In a nutshell.
Okay, what do we do?
Well,
I don't think Stairs has gone mad, do you?
Well, no, but...
And I don't think he's lying. Have you ever known Stairs lie?
Only about the Earl of Pike, but that was a wind-up, and then it turned out to be real after all.
What?
Gemma, don't even ask.
Right, then I believe him, so where do we start?
Okay, the phone number's 832. That puts it out Castlefield way.
Narrows it down a bit, but where do we go from there?
We can't call the police without being sectioned, so how do we find this talking Welsh squid? Can't believe I just said that.
She's got a point. We don't know where they've taken him. We need a magician and none of us have got a pact with the devil.
Actually.
Okay, so this guy was what? A real honest-to-God devil?
Apart from the honest-to-God bit, yeah. He was inside me head.
Inside your head? And he got sacked when he tried to get you off with Gemma and failed?
Yep.
How hard did he try?
Eh?
I mean, was it hard work? Saying no?
No, of course not.
Uh-huh.
What?
Why do I always get the weird ones?
Hey.
I mean, I would have just liked knowing all this before.
You mean you wouldn't have come?
I didn't say that.
Charming though love's young dream may be, is there a reason why you're here? I do have a job to do, you know.
Need your help?
Why the Bradford should I?
Bradford?
Hell is a personal place, my dear. Let's leave it at that, as the rest of the story isn't a pleasant one. I am, after all, in the presence of a lady.
Thanks.
Oi, that's me girlfriend you're chatting up.
Paul? He's only being polite. Look, we need some help tracking someone down.
Have you considered the police? In case no one's noticed, I happen to be a waiter.
Bit difficult. He's a giant squid.
And he's Welsh.
I see.
It's true, Mr.
Stan.
Stan?
Close enough to the original.
Fair enough.
It's true, Stan. Please. He's a friend, and you know what Paul's like about his friends.
Don't I just? That's how I lost my old job.
And got this one instead.
Fair point. I was raised and trained to be evil from the start. The closest I ever got to my true vocation as a chef was broiling sinners over live coals, with coriander and parsley. But now...
You're a waiter, though, not a chef.
I'm working on it. I still have an unfortunate tendency to overcook things.
Will you help us, Stan? Please?
Oh, very well. Since you ask so nicely, dear lady.
Thank you.
Creep.
I heard that.
Good.
All right, Steads. Who's this?
Hey up, Matt. This is Stan.
All right, mate. This is Gemma.
Good day, madam.
Don't I know you from somewhere?
Come to think of it, you do look familiar.
Never mind that now. We've got a squid to find.
So how do we find a giant Welsh squid in Castlefield?
Always assuming that he's still here, of course.
Well, squid are covered in slime. If he's got to a phone box, he must have been on dry land.
So?
So all we need to do is find a phone box with dried slime on it.
Oh, is that all?
Well, finding a working phone box round here, I should narrow it down.
That'll tell us where he was. Not where he is.
Well, if he was dragged away, we could just follow the slime trail.
Yeah, and that will lead us to where they've parked the car.
Oh, nadgers.
Perhaps I can indeed be of some assistance.
What are you doing?
Concentrating. Or attempting to.
Sauce.
Thanks to my former occupation, I still have a few useful abilities.
Former occupation? Don't ask, sweetie, your head'll pop. Boy, don't patronise me, you look.
Ladies, could you please adopt a less marital tone of voice?
Don't you mean Marshall?
No.
What are you trying to do, Stan?
What you call telepathy.
Telepathy?
Gem.
It's strongest with you, Steads, because of our old association. But it can be applied in other ways.
Like what?
Well, if there is a giant talking Welsh squid around here, I imagine its psychic aura will be fairly distinctive. If there's more than one, it really is time to pack up and leave town. That way.
Nice one, mate. Everyone in the car.
Aw, thanks, Stan.
It was nothing.
Stan?
Yes, Dad?
Get in the car.
Yes, Dad.
Dad!
Gary, Daddy's busy. I haven't got time to watch America's Funniest Autopsy.
No, Dad, look! There's something on the CCTV.
How many times have I told you not to hack into the system?
See?
Yes. All right, Gary, you're very clever. Better send the boys in.
Cool!
Stay out of trouble. Oh, kids these days.
Looks like this is the place. See? Dried slime tracks.
They must have been keeping him here and he broke out.
But why? What's it all in aid of?
We'll find that out when I get me mitts on him.
Ah, I believe our presence may have been detected. Might I be so bold as to suggest a tactical withdrawal?
Good plan.
Yeah, tactical withdrawal, everyone. What's one of them?
Run!
Steads! The gates!
Have that eyes, Matt. Looks like we're locked in.
Surround the intruders! Cover them!
Please!
Yeah, move and we fire.
Hands up, scumbags! Resistance is useless!
Who are you calling a scumbag, you cheeky wee glape?
Eileen!
I'm not taking that off someone who looks like he hasn't even got through puberty yet!
I'll show you just how much of a man I am.
Oh, you will you?
Take him away and lock him up.
What are we gonna do?
Stay calm, Gemma. We're gonna get out of this.
How exactly?
Oi,
calamari scum.
What the?
Why don't you horrid little oiks pick on someone your own size?
Is she?
How did she manage to jump the fence like
Which
that?
Which bondage catalogue did she buy her clothes from?
Looks all right to me.
Ow. Get her! Flipping it.
Oi!
Ow!
No photos without my agent's permission.
Oh, that hurt. It was cool, though.
Phew, that was fun. Does anybody have a light?
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Oh, yeah. Ali.
Sorry, love.
Allow me.
Oh, thank you. Very impressive, Mr...
Stan, and you are?
Lady Allison, Mistress of Pain, Dominatrix Detective.
Whoa.
Where'd you get that catsuit?
Love to swap fashion tips, darling, but that lot will be back on their feet any minute, and I'm not really dressed for all-out warfare.
Get him!
Good point. Let's go.
But what about the gates?
What gates? Oh, those gates. Come on.
After him!
And you let them get away?
They escaped for now, Dad.
But... Never mind for now. They escaped. Oh, this is the last thing I need. I'm an artist. I need creative space to work in. Devising a suitable fate for this oversized stir-fry here.
What do you call it names, you?
Look, we're ready to rock here. All I need now are three girls.
Give us an hour and you'll have them.
I will.
The security's got the car registration numbers and have hacked into the DLA computer.
Oh, excellent work.
Cheers, Dad.
More wine, Lady Allison.
Thanks ever so. Cheers, all.
Cheers.
So, how did you become a dominatrix and a detective?
Used to be CID in the Met, but there was this one fellow. kept getting into trouble, so I beat him up and put him in handcuffs. Nice bloke, really. We arranged to take care of it out of hours. I was bored with Scotland Yard politics at the time and needed a challenge.
Ugh, isn't that a bit weird? I mean, don't you worry about guys like that?
Well, no. Everybody thinks about doing things they shouldn't.
No, they don't.
Of course they do. What?
Nothing.
Lots of men are used to being in control all the time, so sometimes they like to turn the tables. Always better being honest how you feel, letting it all out. It's the men who don't come to see me I get worried about.
Yeah, but going with guys like that?
I don't sleep with them, darling. If they're very good, I might let them kiss my boots. Anyway, next I know, I'm making more money than ever I did in CID, so I switched careers.
But I thought you were still a detective.
Private. I was always a good detective. And the calamaries need locking up. They give decent perverts a bad name.
So you have two careers?
I'm a woman, darling. We multitask.
All the same, it can't leave much time for romance on your own account.
No, I wouldn't say that. You can always make time if it's worth it.
My sentiments exactly.
Oh, get a room.
Look who's talking.
So, who are these calamaries?
You met Gari Calamari, the son. His father is never far away. A former marine biology student with a pathological fish fetish. Most people just know him by the name on the film credits. Dr. Calamari.
Film credits?
He makes certain films.
What kind?
Films featuring women and cuttlefish, octopi, squid.
We've got to get going for out of there.
And we will. But first, let's eat. I'm starving. Where's that pizza?
That'll be it now. Hi.
Sorry, the delivery's cancelled. And so are you.
Calamari!
And son, he's at them. Just dump them there. You're a popular squid, my friend. There was an attempt to rescue you, which is something new. But, as you can see, it failed.
Oh, Abergavenny. Dead.
Gwynfor, you all right, mate?
Well, I've been better.
Where's Gemma?
Lady Alison.
What have you done with him, you twisted git?
Your females are tied up in my holding cell, awaiting movie stardom.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, but I'd be more concerned about yourselves. You see, you're surplus to requirements. Still, fish have to eat too. And as you can see, my laboratory overlooks the Irwell. Very convenient. For garbage disposal.
Who are you calling garbage, you big ponce?
Others, I think.
Who knows? There are legends of a giant 30-foot pike in the river.
You want to tell him, Steds, or shall I?
Perhaps we'll get a chance to see it when we offer it a square meal.
No! Spare them, please! Do what you want with me.
I'm already going to, you tentacled fool.
You're a very bad man, and you smell.
Your insults cannot harm me.
No, but my tentacles can.
Oh, dear. You're trying to push the lid off the tank. Well, try away, you mollusk. You'll never shift. No! No! Stop it!
Never!
You will!
No! Yes!
Ah, God! Lads, get that squid!
Stay back! Now, open those doors.
Do it!
Right. Now let my dad go.
Please, pleasure.
Catch!
Steds, run!
What about you?
Save yourselves, go!
He's right, Steds. Come on!
Gwynfor!
Steds, come on!
After them, you fools! Find them and bring them to me.
You got it, Dad.
And as for you...
Don't come near me.
I don't have to. I've got a remote control for the tank taser.
Oh, shit!
Come on, Matt.
I can't run anymore.
There's some good news and there's some bad news.
What's the bad?
We're at a dead end.
Nadjus. What's the good news?
You can stop running now.
Oh, great.
Got you.
Come on, then.
I'll deal with this.
Yeah? What are you going to do?
I shall summon up legions of hell.
His eyes are glowing.
To carry you into the pit.
Tommy!
And there, I shall get out of your soul. Ah, my party piece. Never fails. Come on, you two. There are damsels in distress to be rescued.
Oh, holy Jesus! Well, one of you just wake up and lend a hand here.
Oh, stop shouting.
Thank God you're awake. Never thought I'd say that.
Lady Alison's still out.
Aye, must have caught a bigger jolt from that taser thing than us. Give me a hand here, will you?
Why should you get untied first?
Because it's my idea and I've already loosened the knots. Now will you stop whining and help?
Don't talk to me like that, you...
What? You what? Go on, say it. You've been acting like I was something you trod in since the minute I touched the ground here, missy. Don't think I haven't noticed.
Noticed what?
The way you look at Paul and how he looks at you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't give me that. You've got a thing for him and he's got a thing for you.
No, I don't.
I've got eyes, Gemma. Oh, I know you've not done anything about it. Paul would never do that to his best friend. Now, you've got a man of your own and he's a good one. So stick with that, okay? And stay away from mine.
Okay.
Good.
Oh, dear God.
Lady Alison.
If you two have quite finished. It's like the Jeremy Kyle show. Anyway, let's have the wrists.
Where'd the knife come from?
Up my sleeve. They're stupid as well as unpleasant. How's that?
Much better.
Sort Gemma out, will you? Excellent. They missed my belt as well.
Belt?
Which isn't a belt at all, but another whip.
Way cool.
Aye.
And best of all, they missed the heel of my shoe.
What's in there?
Plastic explosives. So get down.
Oh. Keep running.
We are.
What was that?
The holding cell. Come on.
What was that?
Bet you any money it was Lady Alison.
No takers. Definitely my kind of lady.
Snap out of it, Stan. They might be in trouble. Come on.
Everyone all right?
I... Gemma? Gemma?
Yeah, fine. Just dusty.
Look who it is. Got a spare whip if anyone wants it.
Debs. Where did you hide that one?
Don't ask.
Here they come.
My ladies, now we're going to have to get really nasty.
Wait, guys, my digicamera's still powering up.
Debs on that weak lipe and all.
I get the one on the right.
Which leaves this one just for me.
Right, come on then, yow.
Excuse me, mister.
What?
As for you.
Ow! Ooh, do that again.
Why do I always get the weird ones?
Go, Eileen.
What do we do now?
We need to find the boys. After that.
Jen, are you okay?
Ali!
Stan!
Lady Alison, are you unhurt?
Fine, just about.
Yeah.
Aye. What are you doing?
Come to rescue you.
Already done it ourselves.
So I see.
Let's go get Calamari.
No good. I can't get through these doors.
Is he in there?
Sounds like it.
Oh, you'll never get in here.
Luckily, there's a false heel in my other shoe.
What's that?
At a guess, whatever blew up the holding cell.
Got it in one.
Everybody, down!
No!
Yes! Now surrender, Calamari.
Never. Get back or be tasered.
It's over, Calamari.
Yeah, you can't get us all.
Wanna bet?
Lady Alison!
Oh, holy Jesus, is she all right?
I don't know.
I've had enough of this. Give me that, my taser. No!
And I'll have a remote control while you're at it.
No, my beautiful toy.
Let him go, Grinfer.
What for?
He's mine.
Hey, fair enough.
My Gemma, would you, you git?
Matt.
Ali. Ali, look out.
Get off, you ridiculous little wolf.
Matt, watch out. You're too close to the... Grab my arm.
Calamari.
He's swimming for it. Wait, what's that noise?
Oi, Calamari.
What?
You know the Irwell Pike?
What about it?
Guess what? It's real.
Oh, a likely tale.
We've met it, and you're going to an arm.
Do you expect me to believe that?
That was nasty.
Good bloody riddance, I say.
Oh, my God.
What?
Lady Alison.
Lady Alison, speak to me.
I can't feel a pulse.
He's been tasered twice within a few hours.
How many times do you think I've had that?
Calamari's taser was on full power this time. I don't know if a human system can withstand such a shock. Lady Alison. Lady Alison. Oh, thank God.
Ow!
You all right?
Yes. Always get a twinge when I say that.
Lady Alison.
You're all right? I don't know about that. My hair's not been frizzy as this since 1987.
She's all right.
Where's Calamari?
He sleeps with the fishes.
I already knew that. Oh!
This is the life, eh, Steads?
Too right, Map. Cheers for this, Lady Alison.
Anytime, boys. What good's a private yacht if you can't share it? That's what I say.
More lotion, Lady Alison?
Please.
Would Madame like it rubbed in?
Please.
Oh, get a room.
Oi, Stan!
Yes, Squidmore?
Leave that girl alone. You don't know where she's been. Anyway, won't the fish on the barbie be burning?
Oh, no. The turbot! The turbot! Oh, sure, it's not been overcooked.
Do you need any more? There's a school of sea bass swimming around in the water, yes?
Sea bass? Oh, joy!
I'll take that as a yes, then. Catch!
Sea bass. We shall feast.
Eileen.
Aye?
Can I talk to you a sec? Okay.
So, Lady Alison, did you get them all banged up?
Oh, yes. Job well done. Handed them over yesterday. Would have been earlier, but I had to keep stopping along the way.
Why was that?
Gari Calamari. He kept misbehaving, so I'd punish him. I think he'd have preferred Eileen, but any port in a storm.
So, what's on your mind, Gemma?
Look, you were right. I've been a bitch.
Aye.
Can we start again? We'll be seeing a lot of each other. You know it's Steads and Ali alike.
Aye, I do. Okay.
Thanks. Sides, we've got this wedding to go to. And Steads seems really, I don't know, tense about it or something.
Aye, I know what you mean. I know it's his sister getting married and everything, but even so...
So what will you do now?
Well, there's a job going in Russia, but I need someone to carry my spare whips.
My lady, it would be a pleasure.
Hello, handsome.
All right, love.
Ali.
Jem.
Oh, reminds me. Got something for you girls. One each.
Oh, wow.
Brilliant. Like I said, girls, I thought it'd suit you.
Oh, boys.
Look what we've got.
Steads, I'm scared.
Let go of me hand.
You were the horse you rode in on.
Train.
Whatever.
In Map and Steads and the Calamari Ring, Bernard Nugent played Steads, Aaron Kelly played Map, Kate Gilbert played Eileen, Victoria McCorkle played Gemma, Ian Doherty played Gwynvor the Squid, Martin Drew played Dr. Calamari, Simon Bestwick played Stan, Rachel Clark played Lady Alison, Curtis Clark played Gari, and Julia Nelson played Maureen. The play was written and directed by Simon Bestwick, produced by Ian McNess, and mixed by Ian McNess and Richard Delafield. Map and Steads and the Calamari Ring was a Dark Smile production.